This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 10th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. State governments are struggling to maintain high levels of spending in a sluggish economy. New Florida Governor Rick Scott says he's focusing on another goal, reducing government spending. Scott has unveiled a budget that would cut billions of dollars out of the Florida state budget. He spoke at the Cato Institute's Policy Perspectives Seminar held in Naples, Florida yesterday. After his speech, I spoke with Governor Scott for a few minutes.
Something good happened, I guess, a week or so ago when Judge Vinson declared the Obamacare unconstitutional. Former Attorney General Bill McCollum did a good job with that lawsuit, and Attorney General Pam Bondi, who, if you haven't met her, she's going to be a wonderful Attorney General. So they've done a good job, and hopefully we'll get that expedited to the Supreme Court. The real benefit of the Florida ruling with the other states is the fact that Judge Vinson said not only is the mandate unconstitutional, but the whole act is unconstitutional. So that was much better than even the win that we had in Virginia. Since then, what I think they should be doing is they need to they've already passed. We're already being taxed. There's six taxes that we're already paying for that bill. They ought to repeal those, and they ought to stop the rollout of the 18 additional taxes and higher fees that are coming for that bill. Because they called it unconstitutional. The state of Florida, we're not going to put any effort into implementing that. And I think every other state ought to do the same thing. The next focus that we have at the state is trying to make sure everybody in the state understands what debt the state has, get everybody to focus on to make sure that we're going to continue to reduce our commitments that we might have a difficult time making, such as pensions, trying to make sure our cities and counties do the same thing. So with our pensions, my goal is to make sure we have a pension system for the individuals that are relying on that it's a system that they can rely on, that it's fully funded. So that's step one. And then step two, it's only fair when most taxpayers, one, don't have a pension plan, but if they have any retirement plan, they're participating in it. So part of my budget is every state, every person that's involved in our pension plan, if they're relying on it, they're going to put up 5% of their compensation, just like all the private sector does. So it's a fair thing to do. So that's basically what we've done. I've been in office 36 days, I think. I was at the National Governors Association meeting right after the RGA meeting, and two governors got up and they started off by said, "This is the hardest job you can imagine having, and it's so hard on your family." Chris Christie's wife, Mary Pat, got up and said, "We're having a ball." You have to admire what he's done, and that's, I think, the people who take these jobs, you better go out and have a lot of fun, because you can have a dramatic positive impact on your states and on the nation if our governors will do the right thing. So I just want to finish by, there's a lot of friends in the room, there's a lot of people that supported me in this campaign, there's a lot of people that have reached out to me since. I ask people for two things. One, I really believe in accountability. I ran on a very detailed plan. If you think I'm straying from that, call, write me. I don't have email because under Florida, we have sunshine laws, and every email is basically subject to being in the front page of the New York Times. And so if somebody sends me the wrong thing, that doesn't mean I did anything wrong. I don't want the article. But if you think I'm straying for what I committed, call me. But on the other side, if you believe in what I'm doing and what our legislature is doing and our elected officials are doing in the state, write letters, support people, because I can tell you the special interest, they're active, they're showing up every day in Tallahassee. They're going to fight all these changes. But I'm going to stay the course, and. If we do the right thing, this is a model for what's going to happen in America. So let me finish by, and thank you very much for the invitation to be here, and congratulations on what Cato stands for and what y'all do every day and the fights you fight and the uh, And you know, probably the biggest thing that I always liked about Cato is that they're so logical in their thinking and what they write that it makes it difficult for people on the other side. Because it's pretty logical to me. I don't know why anybody would think the other way. But thank you very much, and thanks for the introduction. All right, bye-bye.
Some governors have made the argument that, okay, look, Obamacare is moving forward despite what some federal judges have said. And they've argued, well, we need to go ahead and continue implementation because when it is eventually upheld, we're going to be behind in implementing this law. What do you make of that argument?
First, it's unconstitutional. Second, the state of Florida is not going to implement it. We're not going to, it's going to be held unconstitutional. It always was unconstitutional. So I don't believe in doing anything to help implement Obamacare. It's a disaster for patients, for taxpayers, and for businesses.
The Medicaid program is based on a federal match. What can states really do? It seems like it's a very difficult position for states to be in, given that. What can states really do without a federal change in policy?
It's tough. It's horrible for our budgets, all of our budgets. So what you have to do is you just have to keep the only thing you really can do is continue to reduce what you pay providers, which is unfair to them. But we've got to make sure we move the Medicaid program to a block grant program, where they give us the money. I know what we need to do for the citizens that need and can't afford health care in Florida. Just give us a block grant and we'll spend the money much better.
And more generally, this is sort of a bigger question. What are the things that you've learned that the government of Florida does that it simply shouldn't do? And what lessons would you give to other states?
Well, just look at every line item. One of the first things I did was I committed to sell the state planes. That'll save money. We're not going to do any more alligator marketing. We don't need to be doing things like that. But a lot of it is streamlining, figuring out how to put agencies together that don't need to be, that won't need two agencies. It just creates more overhead, things like that. Just go line by line.
Rick Scott is the governor of Florida. You can learn more about attending Cato's Policy Perspective Seminars at cato.org.